The last time we spoke about the koyach of the Mashiach, that the Avodah Zorah, the source of the Avodah Zorah, Mitzrayim, the Avodah Zorah Mitzrayim was the tleh, was the sheep, and the reason they chose that is because the sheep had koyach HaMashiach. The special tzchuna characteristic of the sheep is that they follow the leader. And since the Egyptians were really rooted, deeply rooted in the Olam HaSalyonim, in the spiritual realm, they were deeply rooted in that koyach. But what they did was they separated that koyach from Hashem to secure it for themselves. Since they saw that the sheep were not only the koyach HaMashiach, but were the main, that was the fuel, the fossil fuel of the ancient world were sheep. That's where the main money was in sheep. People got wealthy through sheep, through the milk, and through the wool, and through the meat. That was it. You were set in, and that was called Ashtaris. So that was the Avodah Zorah, was to secure for themselves this koyach. And since the sheep themselves were the source of wealth, but they also recognized that sheep themselves have the koyach HaMashiach, and that's always was the goal of Avodah Zorah, was to secure for themselves well-being in this world, and physical well-being and pleasures and happiness. So they wanted to control. They wanted to control this force, that their God should be Nimshech Achareihem. In other words, since the sheep has the koach to be Nimshech, it will follow the leader. So if you worship sheep, and they're following Egyptians all over the place, they're actually controlling their God. Their God is being controlled by them. But, before we get into it more deeply, yeah.
Why was the sheep the source of wealth? If they made them into gods, they couldn't eat them. They couldn't do anything with them.
I think they were very kind to them when they sheared them and when they milked them. And somehow they... Or, it's like the old story of the person who comes into the Orthodox rabbi who's smoking like a chimney, and he smokes away, and he says, don't you know it's dangerous and everything? It's not good for your health. It says, it's east of the rice to calm your health. He says, don't worry, I sold my lungs.
Oh, wow.
Like chometz, you sell your chometz. Yeah, you can do that. It's not going to get you out of the cancer ward, Chazal Shalom, if you smoke. So they probably had some like Prus Bull, they had right. Some. But by and by, the sheep were a thing. But what happened was the emes is that they were nimshach. They were attracted to the sheep because they themselves had the koach HaMashiach. They themselves had the koach HaMashiach. And the problem was that they took the koach HaMashiach and they said, well, this is a good koach because look how much wealth it brings. And they wanted to separate it from Hashem and use it for themselves. And really what they were doing is when they were worshipping the sheep, they were worshipping themselves. They were making themselves, their own koach, they were worshipping themselves, actually. And what happened in the end was that the koach HaMashiach, their koach HaMashiach to be nimshach, they remained like tzon to the last moment. They followed Am Yisrael. They followed like a little tatalach into the Yam Suf, and then they destroyed themselves. But that koach HaMashiach destroyed themselves because if you separate something from Hashem, it has no kiyum, it has no sustenance. So that was their own destruction. And the wealth, oh yeah, the wealth came out of it. You know how much wealth came out of that koyach? Because Bizas HaYam, the wealth that they received, Am Yisrael collected at the Yam, was much greater than even Bizas Mitzrayim than they took out of Egypt when they left. So they lost everything. They lost themselves and they lost their wealth that they were looking for.
And the Erevon also followed the Jews out of Egypt.
Right. Yeah. Alright, so I'll go put now, that's the background here. So that koach itself, that's where he finishes off. Why he says, the horse and its leader were thrown into the sea. You should have been the other way around. The leader, the rider and its horse. Right? Why does it say, Sus? Because the thing that they should have, the koach, that they should have been worshipping, that they should have been, they should themselves should have been Nimshach Achar Hashem, but instead they made that koach their God, the koach HaMashiach was their God. So the koach HaMashiach, the sus, is the moshech. That's what brought them down, and that fits into what the Bryce, the Gemara said before, the Midrash said before. Tovoi tered koluma veloheo. That in then a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to say, all right, let every nation be lowered into Gehenna along with its God. As on a deeper level, Rav Tzadok is saying it's their God which brings them into Gehenna. Because when they set that Koach, they turned into their God. The Koach HaMashiach was their God. They worshipped that Koach HaMashiach. They controlled that Koach HaMashiach. So that Koach HaMashiach was their God, and that's what brought them into their destruction. That's Sus V'rochvoy Rama V'yom, and that's the pshat in what the Midrash says. Tovo Koluma V'Elohel. Let every nation come and go into Gehenna along with its God. It's its own God which brings it into Gehenna. Now, the Torah goes on to say, now we can understand better the mitzvah of Hakrovas Korban Pesach. The mitzvah of Hakrovas Korban Pesach was to take the little shepsel, take that little lamb, the little cute little lamb, and shecht it. Right? What was the idea of shechting the lamb? So Tzadok says this was to show to reconnect the Koach HaMashiach back with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Because what the Mitzrim did was they took this Koach HaMashiach and they made it into a God in itself, separating it from Hashem, and they worshipped that Koach. And that's indeed what every Avodah Zorah does, what every nation does. If you look, Tzadok speaks about this later on, that every nation will latch on to a certain characteristic, a certain force that they're really good at. Like, you know, they have the Spartans were really good at warfare, and then you had what was the other guys, the Athenians, they were very good, they're artsy, but everyone's like, and they had the God for it, right? Right. So our God likes aesthetics, our God is this, our God is that. Each one takes a koyach, you know, the Russians are, I don't know what they are, they're like vodka, you know, whatever. Each nation, right? We won't go down the list of the French and all the other ones, but each nation, they take a certain koyach, what they think is their main koach, and it's probably true, that's their main koach, but they disconnect it from Hashem, and they worship it, and they emulate it, and that's their whole metzias, you know, fat, overindulging Americans, you know, Big Mac, you know, everything has to be big and huge, and overindulged. You can tell American a mile away in any airport in the world. You just, the whole face is kulagashmias, you know, it's like, unbelievable. Every nation's got its shtick. It's got its characteristic that that comes from the Koach Hara. The minute they separate from Hashem, the Koach Hara, it's like, you know, it's, even in Am Yisrael you have this type of thing, you know, like, you know, the reform will come and say, well, you have to be tolerant like Hillel, you know. And the Brits will come, we have to be stern like Shammai. And then, you know, the Chassidim says, well, you got to be happy like Nochem Ish Gamzu. And each one will come with a different Koach and say, that's also a type of Avodah Zorah. That really the Rebbeinu Shalom is everything, and there's din and there's rachamim and there's simcha and there's everything in the Rebbeinu Shalom. But we'll get to that later. But I'm saying even in Yiddishkeit that could become an avodah zorah. But in any event, the shechita of the lamb was to be makri, to reconnect that there is no koach. The koach that the Mitzrim took and they made it into an Avodah Zorah, Am Yisrael says, no, everything belongs back to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and if you're going to be Nimshach, you shouldn't make your God be Nimshach after you, you should be Nimshach after your God. So we're bringing back the Keves, we're bringing back the Lamb to the Creator. That was the on a deeper level, the understanding of Hakrovas Korban Pesach. Yeah.
What was so special about Egypt and the Lamb that it was dafka them that had to be the example versus, you know,
that was them. They were the man of the main personification of that Koach HaMashiach of in the world was Mitzrayim. Uh-huh. Why was it Mitzrayim and not somebody else? That does Vesechnit. I don't know. That's already beyond the, maybe the Rizal could answer such a question. But that's what it was. You know, the manifestation of marble mouthed, you know, Bali type or French, right? every nation is somehow evolves from a Koach Elyon, like the Ramban explains in the Chumash that every nation has its Tsar, has its Koach Ruchni in Shemaim. That's its source, its whole unique, its whole drawing down of life and sustenance comes from that force, and that manifests itself in the way they live, in the way they think, in the way they talk, in everything that they do. So the Mitzrim were Koach HaMashiach. They were the Seh. They were the Tfleh. It's interesting. There's also a Chazal. Yaakov Avinu said, "Al tik baruni b'Mitzrayim. Don't bury me in Egypt." So the Midrash says why? It says because the pasuk in the Torah says, "Kol b'chor b'vanecho tifteh b'tzayim." Kol b'chor tzayincho. tifte bit kol bechor tzaincha tifte bit bese. Kol bechor. What's the lashon of the pasuk? Kol bechor. Kol peter chamor tifte bese. So Yaakov Avinu, so the Midrash says, he said, "Al na'asik biruni b'Mitzrayim, don't bury me in Egypt, because Mitzrayim's nimshlu le Am Yisrael's nimshlu le snare. Yisrael's likened to the sheep, and Egypt is likened to the donkey. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, ki zirma sus ki b'sar chamorim sorim v'zirma susim zirmosim." Mitzrayim is likened to a donkey, and it says in the pasuk, "Kol peter rechem." What's that? Kol peter rechem. What? Chamor chatifte beset. They were going to somehow redeem themselves on the snet, on the set. Yeah, he says, "Don't bury me, Mitzrayim, because Mitzrayim is the chamor. I'm the set, and they're going to." And the pasuk says, "You can redeem the donkey on the set." It's a midrash plia. So it's like a very strange midrash. So the pshat, one of the pshat, and there are many ways to approach such a midrash. Maral speaks about, but actually probably not many ways. Very few people speak about the midrash. But one of the ways to look at this midrash is that they're looking also, every nation, every Jew is looking for like a higher meaning. They're looking like to connect themselves to something higher. So they said, Peter, called Peter Chamorcha, Peter Rechem Chamorcha, Tifte Beset. Says if they're those chamorim, they want the physical world. The chamor is the symbol of the physical world. They want to redeem themselves with the seh. They want to use the force of the seh. They say, okay, the seh is a koch hanimshach. That's the one of the kochos that Rabbi Shem made. You see that it's a gevaldig koch because everybody gets rich from it. So we have to secure that for ourselves. So they took it for themselves, right? They took the seh for themselves, and they. That's how they're gonna. That's how they're gonna have their worship. That's how they're gonna have their meaning in life. Really, what they're after is for themselves. It's for their own chomer. It's for their own gashmias. So what did they do? What did Egypt do? In order to secure this seh on a higher level, they understood that Am Yisrael is likened to the sheep. So remember, they had to control their God. They wanted that their God should be nimshech after them. So they had to control them. The biggest control of the sheep was not the sheep themselves. The biggest control of sheep they would get through controlling Am Yisrael. Because Am Yisrael, like Yaakov Avinu said, Ani nimshol eseh. So he was worried his descendants are going to be controlled. Yaakov Avinu, in fact, knew that they were going to be controlled by Mitzrayim. And by captivating that koyach through controlling Am Yisrael, they were certain that they were guaranteeing for themselves that koyach would remain theirs forever. So that was the mitzvah. Then came the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Bring it back to the Rabbeinu Shloimeh. Now the Zohar Kodesh says the following. After they shechted it, right, and they ate it, which couldn't have been a very nice thing for the Egyptians to see, they took the bones and they threw them into the streets. The Chazu Gami Ramon B'shukah. They threw them out. That was the mitzvah. The mitzvah in Egypt was not only Etzem Loisish Berubo, don't break the bones, but after you finish, bring out the nice bucket of bones and dump them in the street. Guess who loves bones? The dogs love bones, right? So the dogs came and they went berserk. Oh, this is the biggest feast that dogs have ever seen since Sheshis and Mebreshis, right? Millions of Yidden eating all these korbanos, not one broken bone. Gevaldig! You know, they're going to come and they're going to have a feast. So the Egyptians went bananas. Why? He says because the main koyach of an animal, of any organism, is the bones, not the flesh. The bones is the main strength of the animal. That was in their eyes, and indeed that was the case, the bones were the strength of their avodah zorah. The bone of the lamb was the strength of the avodah zorah. In other words, it was one thing if the dogs would have eaten the meat of the avodah zorah. They would say, hey, yeah, but the skeleton's left. That's the real koyach. But no, to consume the bones, and not human beings should consume it, but dogs should consume the bones. That was the biggest makkah, that was the biggest patch, the biggest punishment to Mitzrayim, to show that what they think is the strongest koyach, a dog can get rid of it. Yeah. That even a dog can get rid of it.
Is that why they didn't
block
the bones?
What? That may be something else, but he brings here the Zohar says two pshatim actually. The Zohar says two reasons why the Rebbeinu Shlom said etzem lo sishbrupo. There's an iser to eat the bones, even though there's nice marrow inside the bone, and you might want to suck out the marrow and crack the bone to get to the marrow. It's an iser deraisa to break the bones. So the Zohar Kodesh brings two reasons. One reason is in order that it should be thrown to the dogs and create this tremendous bizoyan, this tremendous disgrace to show the Egyptians, you think this koyach, which is manifests itself in the bones more than anywhere else, is something? It's nothing. It's absolutely nothing. We can get the dogs to consume it. And the other pshat, the Zorg, is another pshat, od yesh leforish, that the Mitzrayim would come when they saw the dogs eating the bones. They were so tortured, they were so afflicted by seeing this, they took the bones and they buried them deep so the dogs couldn't get to them. And that was the biggest beetle of Avodah Zorah that can be. That when the Goy himself takes his Avodah Zorah and buries it in the ground, is the greatest covet of Hashem that can be. So says the Zohar HaKadosh. That when they did that, when Mitzrayim buried their own Avodah Zorah, they destroyed it with their own hands. Agam, that was to save it from the dogs. But Lamaisa, they buried, they destroyed their own Avodah Zorah. Now this is a very deep concept. That's why the Zohar HaKadosh says, that's why the Torah says, Etzem lo sishberu bo, don't break the bones, because the Rebbeinu Shlom wants the Mitzrim themselves should come and bury the bones in order that they should do a bittul to their Avodah Zorah. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that when they did that, all the koiches of Avodah Zorah in the world came under control of Hashem Yisroch, which the world had gone adrift completely with the Avodah Zorah, like the Rambam talks about in the Hilchos Avodah Zorah. And when that happened, all the forces of Ra were reined in when Mitzrayim buried those bones because of the Koach Hashem. And that's like that's even a there's a deeper Koach, there's a deeper message in that, that ultimately the Koach of Ra destroys itself. Ra on its own has no reality on its own. Its only reality is that it's able to suck out forces from the forces of Kedusha. But in the end of the day, the Ra itself just consumes itself because there's nothing left. So here was the beginning of that was right here, that the Egyptians themselves destroyed their own Avodah Zorah, and they had to do it because of the mess they got themselves into. So says Rav Tzolok, "V'zeh bitul Avodah Zorah d'ayin koach zeh d'Mitzrayim nisbara d'eino klum." It was by the dogs eating it. It showed that the koach of the seh is nothing. And when they buried it, it showed that the Ra itself consumes itself. What about Am Yisrael? What did Am Yisrael do? So they took the korban, they took the seh, and they brought it back to the Rebbeinu Shlom. What was the message in that? It wasn't just being mevatel the Avodah Zorah, but it was the opposite of what we were talking about before. The koach to be nimsha, that koach of the seh, is one koach of the many different facets of forces of spiritual and physical and emotional, intellectual types of characteristics a person could tie into. Koach HaMashiach, to be nimsha, to be a follower, is one of them. So the Mitzrayim decide, that's it, that's us. And the Taka was them. And every nation has its own thing. That's our thing, and that's our thing, and that's our thing. But when they separate it out from Hashem, that's what turns it into Ra. So what is Am Yisrael? What's our thing? So it says here that's what was part of the Hakrovus Korban Pesach, was to be that we should be nimshach after nothing, only the Rebbeinu Shlom, who's the mocker of everything. So the Am Yisrael in and of itself has no special tzura, has no special characteristic, has no special. That's why you could have times in Am Yisrael when they're docile and they're just sitting and steigen in yeshivas, and you have time with the warriors like in times of David and Melech. You have times when they're singing songs. You have times when they're doing the different periods of Klal Yisrael, because those are different kirchas. In every situation, the Rebbeinu Shlom may demand from us different things, and we're like a seh, we're like a sheep, and we follow the leader. Whatever the Rebbeinu Shlom wants from us now, he wants us to go and be like Shmuel HaNavi and take a sword and cut Amalek into pieces. Well, we'll do that, no problem. You want us to sit back and play harps in the base of Mikdash? We'll do that also. Whatever you ask. A Yid has to be completely molded, completely flexible, because since the Rebbein Shem is the makor of everything, so we have to be nothing. All we are is what the Rebbein Shem dangles in front of us and tells us, do this. And that was part of the counter move to Mitzrayim. When Am Yisrael left Egypt, they had to know that this nation is different than every other nation. Every other nation is nimshach after their particular kach. Am Yisrael, you are nothing on your own. Absolutely nothing. All you are is the kach to be nimshach, to be go back, to go and pursue HaKadosh Baruch Hu and follow in His ways. And that be'etzem is the biggest kach that we have. Because our kach comes directly from the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's the biggest. The way the goyim approach it is that they see a koch and they see that koch brings them hatzlocha, brings them happiness, brings them well being or whatever it is that they're looking for, and then they isolate that and they say, "Oh, this is what we are. This is what we're going to be." And Am Yisrael has to be the opposite of that. We're nothing. We have no tzura. So it's a dover. Ki ein lohem koch miyuchad me'achar shloilam mitzapin liyodah shel Hashem b'kol koychosim. We have no particular characteristics, no particular profile, because all we're looking for is what the Rebbein Shem tells us to do. That's all we're looking for. That's the Seh. The Seh was always following the Roya, was always following the shepherd. And that's the deeper pshat, says Reb Tzadik, in Tovo Kol Uma, that every nation should come, and Tered Kol Uma Veloheo. That every night, the Rebbein Shem is in Akri, say Yom, and the Rebbein Shem is going to say, okay, you guys, everybody into Gehinnom along with your God. But that's the deeper pshat, is that the koach that they chose, each nation chose, to be their special thing, and they worshipped that, right? Whatever that is, you know, the American, you got to be successful, and the Italian, you got to be whatever he is, you know, and then the French, whatever he is. Because that koach, because they separated from Shem, that koach is going to be the thing that's going to bring them down itself. And that's, again, the same theme of the Raz Mechalas Atzmut, that the force of evil always consumes itself in them. That very thing, which they think is their godless, is the thing that's going to bring them down. Be'achris HaYomim. Alright, let's stop here.